Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster called life with a little dose of stoic wisdom. Now, let's be real. Ever feel like your mind is running on overdrive? Thoughts swirling around like a caffeine-fueled tornado? You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than the grocery aisle at Costco, and your inner critic sounds more like a drill sergeant than a supportive friend? Well, today's episode is all about taming those mental monkeys and finding some peace in the chaos. We're diving into the world of Stoicism, not just some dusty philosophy from ancient Greece, though it's seriously cool stuff, but a practical toolkit for simplifying your thoughts and living a more intentional life. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you declutter your mental space. 1. Recognize what you can control. This is like the golden rule of Stoicism. It's all about focusing your energy on what truly matters, your actions, your reactions, and your mindset. You can't control traffic jams, other people's opinions, or that annoying fly buzzing around your head. Seriously, those things are a menace. But you can control how you respond to those things. You can choose to stay calm in the face of frustration, remain polite even when someone's being a jerk, and swat at that fly with grace and determination. 2. Practice mindfulness. Think of mindfulness like hitting the pause button on your runaway thoughts. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, savoring a cup of coffee, feeling the sun on your skin, listening to the birds chirping, or maybe those pesky flies buzzing. When you anchor yourself in the now, you reduce the tendency to dwell on the past or worry about the future. 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those inner voices that can be pretty harsh sometimes. But Stoicism encourages us to question those negative thoughts and see them for what they are. Just thoughts, not facts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Is it serving me? Often, we realize these thoughts are just exaggerated or distorted. 4. Focus on virtue. This is about striving to live a life guided by principles like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. When you prioritize these virtues, your actions become more intentional and aligned with your values. It's like having an internal compass that points you in the right direction. 5. Embrace impermanence. Everything changes, whether it's a fleeting feeling, a cherished relationship, or even the weather. Seriously, can anyone predict that thing? Stoicism reminds us to accept this constant flux and not get too attached to things that are ultimately temporary. Now, let me tell you a quick story that illustrates these principles in action. Imagine this. You're at work, deadline looming, and your computer decides to take an unexpected vacation. Technically, it's called a crash. Your heart sinks, the panic starts creeping in. But then, you remember what we talked about today. First, you recognize that you can't control the computer crashing. Seriously, technology can be so unpredictable. You focus on what you can control, your response. So, instead of letting frustration take over, you take a deep breath, practice some mindfulness by focusing on the cool air entering and leaving your lungs, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary setback. You then calmly assess the situation, prioritize your tasks, and figure out how to move forward. Maybe you reach out to a colleague for help, or use a backup system. You choose to respond with wisdom, courage, and resilience, classic Stoic traits. So, there you have it, 5 powerful ways to simplify your thoughts through Stoicism. Remember, it's not about becoming some emotionless robot, although that might be cool in its own way. It's about cultivating a calm, clear mind so you can navigate life's challenges with grace and intention. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to simplify your thoughts? Share your insights in the comments below or on social media using hashtag Daily Detachment. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and detached, even when that fly decides to join your Zoom meeting. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.